Hallelujah. I just feel something in my spirit just stirring and moving, and you know, I just like, God, what is you want to do tonight? I'm planning to talk about prayer, and we're going to go into prayer tonight, but I just feel God has some special things to impart to us tonight. So hallelujah. Just you know, if you're feeling anything in your spirit, just hallelujah, raise your hand and let's have this. Yes. Hallelujah. Calvin said that he's feeling that someone that we know is in danger, and that's all he has. So let's go to prayer. Would you want to lead that prayer? Okay. Father, we just thank you, Father, for the angels. We thank you, Lord, that we bring up whoever this is that's in danger. And we just spoke, we surround them with a shield of light in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke the devourer. We declare Psalms 91 over this person, that they will dwell in the secret place of the Almighty, that they will be under the presence of the Almighty God right now. We just pray protection over this one that's in danger. We thank you, Lord, for being there. We send the angels. We release the angels to go and to surround them in the name of Jesus. We release the heavenly host to go and surround them right now in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, that the angels will go and surround them. Be there. Kanayo sho marinyande. Echo. We bind the power of the destroyer in the name of Jesus, and we bind the spirit of fear, and we thank you, Lord, that the spirit of anointing and power will rise up within that one, that they will call on the name of Jesus from their spirit. Hallelujah. And there will be, oh, raya shame, barani hingaraboshe. Holy, yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the victory. Yes, Jesus, we thank you for the victory. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, Rashanda Ribikonda Rayashe. Well, the Lord had put prayer on my heart tonight. We're going to go to Ephesians 6:18, and I'm reading it in the Amplified. Hallelujah. And the Amplified says, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, and with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. And so that's what we started this prayer time out, this prayer lesson out, praying for the saints, hallelujah, watching, and having purpose in our prayer. Amen, hallelujah. Philippians 4:6 tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we let our requests be made known to God. And Mark 4:19 tells us that the cares of this world choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. And when we have the cares of the world come and anxieties come, it said, be anxious for nothing. When we have these things come, it hinders our faith. It chokes the word. And so when we're getting ready to go into prayer, it's a good time to just come quiet before the Lord, and whatever anxieties, whatever concerns, whatever cares we have, I just like to see myself saying, okay, God, I'm worried about this, and I just lay it at your feet. I just give it to you, and I just see myself giving that care to the Lord. And the Lord can take care of our cares if we give them to him. But if we hold on to them, and if we're anxious and worried, it short circuits our prayer and it short circuits our faith. Hallelujah. So it's good to start in times of prayer to let the Lord search our hearts. If there's need for repentance, to repent, but to mainly just cast all our cares and worries and concerns on the Lord. King David, he started his prayers with, "Search me, O Lord. Just search me." You know, and sometimes we walk in this world and we live in this world and we have, you know, we can watch the news and leave the news just all troubled and burdened, you know, and angry or whatever. But we have to lay those things down to come into the presence of the Lord. We have to give them to Jesus. Because those kind of feelings short circuit our prayers and our faith. Hallelujah. And so 1 Peter 5:7 in the New Living Translation says, "Give all your worries and cares to the Lord, for he cares for you." And tonight we're just going to do a little bit of a workshop in prayer. And I want us to just take a moment and, you know, we all have battles and we all have things that come against us. And I want us to just take a moment quietly and just search our hearts and say, "God, I just give you this thing that's heavy on my heart. I just give it to you." So let's just take a moment and of quietness before the Lord, asking him to search us. Hallelujah. Well, we're going on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the prayer of consecration. It's the first type of prayer we're going to talk about. And it has to do with making Jesus the Lord of our life. Jesus said, Luke 22:42, "Not my will, but thine be done." And if Jesus prayed that way, how much more do we need to pray that way? "Father, not my will, but your will be done." And that's a prayer of consecration to the Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 12:1. It says that, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." And so it's like starting our prayer time just consecrating ourselves to God. And so tonight I want us to all say together, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Hallelujah. We give it to the Lord. And then the second type of prayer I was going to talk about was private prayer. And Denise did such an awesome job about teaching our private prayer last week and our intimacy with God. And so I'm not going to go into a whole lot of that because that was just covered last week. But the power of everything we do will be decided on our private relationship with the Lord. You know, he has to be our friend. We have to talk to him. Our security should be in the love, reverence relationship we have with our Father, not in any position we may hold or any work that we do with him. Our security is in our relationship with him, not in what we do for him. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we're going to go into corporate prayer and united prayer, which is a very powerful type of prayer. In Acts 2:1, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, before he was poured out, it says they were all in one place, in one accord. They were in one spirit before the Lord when the Holy Spirit fell. Hallelujah. And in Psalms 133, David says how precious it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And he talked about that when they're in unity, the oil comes on the head and it runs all the way down to the skirts of the garment. It runs all the way down to the feet. And so when we are in a spirit of unity, it's just like the anointing's free to flow. It's just free to flow all over us. And then the last verse says, and that's where God commanded his blessing. Hallelujah. He life forevermore. And so where there's unity, the blessing of the Lord is there. So it's a good thing to be in unity. In First Chronicles 5 and that people were worshiping the Lord with one sound before the Lord. And they were worshiping with one heart and one sound before the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord fell in such a mighty way that the priest couldn't even minister. It was just like the glory of the God was there. So united prayer is really powerful. We're going to go and read an example in Acts chapter 4 and verse 29 through 31. Acts 4:29. And they're praying, if this is a prayer, and they said, "Now, Lord, look on their threats." The people that weren't Christians were threatening the Christians. He said, "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So here the disciples prayed together, they prayed in agreement, and they prayed with boldness. And the results were miracles. The place was shaken, and they were filled with the Spirit, and they spoke the word with boldness. Hallelujah. And so tonight I want us to pray in the way they prayed. I want us to pray, and I want us to say, I'll say it, and then we'll all say it together. Grant me boldness to speak your word. Okay. Grant me boldness to speak your word. Hallelujah. We need boldness to speak his word. And we ask for it right now. We ask the Lord for boldness to speak his word. Amen. And we ask, Father, that you stretch out your hand to heal. We ask that you stretch out your hand to heal. And who are his hands in the earth today? We are. And he wants us to stretch out our hands to heal. Hallelujah, because his healing power is in us. We're his body. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're praying that tonight, that God will stretch out his hand to heal through his people, through his body, in the Walmart, at your job, in your family, wherever you go, that God's hand will be stretched out to heal. Hallelujah. Heal the sick, heal the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. Amen. And our third request, we ask that signs and wonders be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we ask for signs and wonders to be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. When people see the power of God, they come. They respond. Hallelujah. They say God's alive. His signs and wonders show the world that God is a God that's alive today. Hallelujah. It's not a story we read about for 2,000 years ago. It's something that God is today. Hallelujah. And we're praying in agreement tonight for signs and wonders to follow us everywhere we go and flow through us. Amen. And then there's the fifth kind of prayer I'm going to go over is the prayer of agreement. And we're going to Matthew 18:18-19. Hallelujah. It says, "Truly I say to you, whatever you shall bind on the earth shall occur, having been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall occur, having been loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as regarding anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." We are to bind evil and loose the good. And here it says, if any of you agree, the word agree here in Greek is symphoneo, and it's where we get our word symphony. We're making one sound before the Lord. We're bringing the same heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Being in agreement not only forms a powerful defense, but it also becomes a mighty weapon in God's kingdom. There's tremendous power in unity, and there's great weakness in disunity. So we need to come together in unity in the Lord. Something that has been on my heart, a prayer that's been on my heart lately, is that as a church family that will get the Father's heart, and when new people come, that we will have the heart and the love to give them the love they need, the time they need, the strength they need to pick them up when they fall down, and the training that they need to love. And we need, as a church, we need a father's heart, a parent's heart toward new people that come in. And, you know, when you have a baby born into your house, how much time do they take? They take a lot of time to help them grow up and help them mature and help them be safe and help nourish them and feed them. And as a church, we need to love people with a father's heart. Is everybody in agreement with that? Does everybody know? Hallelujah. Because we want to pray. Father, we just ask you that you give this church the heart of the Father God, that we will love and care and train and hold up the new people that's coming into our church, that the noho kalishinda rabaha elenehe mo karinishano barinda bene komanini tiai horishini miande. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you that you are imparting into us a father's loving heart to know how to love these new babies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's been coming up in my heart a whole lot lately when Jesus, the disciples had fished all night and they hadn't caught anything. And at his word, they cast the net and they caught such a multitude of fish that they had to call other people, the other boats, to come and help them with the fish, because it was more than their boat could hold. And I just feel we're going to be hearing the word of the Spirit that says, cast your net out on the other side, and we're going to have that harvest of fish. And we need to have our hearts prepared to take care of them and to love them and to help them grow and to make them feel a part of the family and loved and cared for. Amen. We need to strengthen our nets so that they don't slip through the net, but that we keep all of the fish that God sends to us. Amen. All of the souls, all of the people. And so that's a preparation for us to have the heart of a father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then there's the prayer of faith, and we're going to read the very same scripture, because there's something that in this scripture, there's an unusual verb construction here. It's a past perfect tense verb connected to a future tense verb. It says, whatever, Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth shall occur, having been bound in heaven. Hallelujah. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in earth, having been loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. This is New King James Version. Yeah, that's what I have. It's so different. It says, will be down. What are you saying? Okay. That's what I wrote down that it was. Anyway, to come to faith, we have to know that the object of our faith has already become an accomplished fact in the spirit realm. When we pray, it becomes done in the spirit realm. And sometimes it takes a period of time for it to see it manifest on earth with our natural eyes. But when we pray a prayer of faith, it's done in the spirit. It's done. We can just say, thank you, Lord. It's done. And sometimes we will see it almost immediately. Sometimes a time will pass. Hallelujah. Sometimes a long time will pass. But when we pray a prayer of faith, it's done in heaven. And it will, in its the right time, be manifest on earth. Hallelujah. James 5:15 says the prayer of faith will heal the sick. It says it will. The prayer of faith will heal the sick. Let's go to Mark 11, and we're going to read 23 and 24. It says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you'll receive them and you'll have them. I want to look at some of the says in here. It says, whoever says to this mountain, that just means speaks. Whoever speaks to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea and doesn't doubt in his heart, but leaves those things which he says. This says in the Greek, the second one is the word lego. And it's where the toy Lego got its name. It means keep saying it over and over and over. This words are building blocks. They're building blocks. And so our words are building blocks to build what we're speaking. Hallelujah. We speak and then we can continue to speak those victory words, and they're building blocks. It comes together. Hallelujah. And he'll have whatever he says or speaks. Hallelujah. Romans 10:9 in the Message says, it's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. Hallelujah. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work for us and set things right for us. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. We just thank God for faith. And faith is something that's from our spirit. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit and a gift of the Spirit. And faith comes from our spirit. It's not our reasoning. We're not reasoning it out. We're believing from our spirit man. Hallelujah. We're speaking from our spirit man. When we talk to the mountain, we're not talking to him from our own mind and understanding. We are talking to the mountain from our spirit man. Hallelujah. And then it's faith. Hallelujah. Praise God for the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. We're going to look at intercessory prayer now. Intercessory prayer is letting the Holy Spirit pray the will of God through us. Let's go to Romans 8, and we're going to read 26 through 27. And if I say the wrong scripture, will somebody get my attention and tell me I did that Sunday? Hallelujah. Romans 8, 26 and 27. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what to pray as we ought. We don't know how to pray like we should. It says, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. So when we're in intercession, we're praying, we're letting the spirit man pray through us. We're not praying from our understanding. And that's one of the things we do in our prayer. When we pray in the mornings here, we start by saying, God, help us to anoint us to get into the spirit, where it's the spirit praying through us and not our own natural understanding. Hallelujah. Our calling and function is not to replace God, but to release him. Intercessory prayer is an extension of the ministry of Jesus through his body, the church, whereby we stand in the gap between God and humanity for the purpose of reconciling the word to him, the world to him. So when we intercede, we're standing in the gap between God and humanity. Hallelujah, for the purpose of reconciling them to God, Or we're standing between Satan and humanity for the purpose of enforcing the victory of Calvary. Jesus already won the victory, but we as his representatives here on the earth in the spirit can enforce that victory. Hallelujah. We are the policemen. We're wearing his badge. And all heaven stands behind us. And we can enforce the victory that Jesus already won. Hallelujah. Amen. Vital ingredients of intercessory prayer are love, compassion, and boldness. And I want us to pray two different prayers tonight about in intercession. I want us to pray for the salvation of souls in Douglas. This is our territory. This is our assignment. And God wants people to come to him. And so we're going to stand in the gap. We're going to stand in the gap and represent the Lord in reconciling men to God tonight. Father, we just thank you, Father, for souls in Douglas. We thank you for the precious, precious, precious people in Douglas that need you so much. And we just stand, oh, we stand before you, Father, asking that these souls, these precious ones here in this town will be reconciled to God. And Father, while we're asking, we ask you to put people in our path or people on our hearts that we will go to reconcile them to God. Father, just right now, ask God to put someone in your mind that he wants you to bring to Jesus. Right now, thank you, Jesus, for putting in our hearts. Put it in our hearts, Father, someone that's ready that we can bring to God and reconcile them to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've had somebody on my heart in Douglas, and I don't know them well. They're not a friend, but I know who they are, and they've been on my heart. And I just keep thinking, God, give me an opportunity to talk to them. Give me an opportunity. And I've seen them. I saw this person yesterday, and they were deep in conversation with someone else. But God's going to give me an opportunity to bring this one to God. I just feel it in my heart. It's been their face has been before me. Hallelujah. Okay, the second part that we're going to do together tonight is bind the spirit of confusion on the minds of the people that keep them from being aware of their need for God. You know, the enemy comes in and he just like muddles their mind with junk where they don't know that they need God. It's a spirit of confusion that comes on people. They're confused. They listen to this and they listen to that. And in the name of Jesus tonight, we bind the spirit of confusion over the minds of the people in this town. We bind that witchcraft spirit that has sent confusion into these people. Lord, we ask, oh, Rabbe Nesho, we command that confusion to leave their minds and an awareness that they need God. Thank you, Lord. When we had the prayer team from Des Moines and back east that came and prayed with us that morning, they said that when they got to Douglas, it was like a spirit of confusion just came all over their minds. Remember that? And they said it was a witchcraft curse that's bringing confusion. And they picked it up. They says, that's the enemy. We walked into a spirit of confusion. And we, as God's people, are his representative to enforce the victory that he won. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has given us a sound mind. Hallelujah. Love, and God's not given us a spirit of fear, but love and power and a sound mind. But many people that aren't coming to God, it's because there's a confusion over their mind. And we have the authority to enforce the victory that Jesus won for our community. Amen. There's the prayer of petition and supplication in Philippians 4:6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Are we supposed to take our requests to God? Yeah, and we are. Hallelujah. Remember in the Lord's Prayer, he said, pray, give us this day our daily bread. So is it okay to pray for the things that we need? Yeah, it's scriptural. Hallelujah. And right now, let's just be quiet a moment and individually pray for something we personally need or want. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If anything's jumping in your heart when we pray something and you just want to say, oh, this is what God put on my heart, just raise your hand and share with us. It just came up in my heart when I said that. I hadn't pre-thought it, but Calvin and I have a love for the pastors in Mexico, and we like to just sometimes go and sit down at their table, drink coffee, minister, just let the Spirit minister to them, encourage them. And many times these pastors are in great financial need. And I ask God for plenty of money in our hands to help everybody that's in need. Hallelujah. Amen. That we can just meet them and meet their needs on all kind of levels. Amen. As we go, as the Lord sends us out. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about spiritual warfare next. Ephesians 6:12. It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against. So there is a wrestling that we do, and it's not flesh and blood, but it says against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. When we're getting ready to go in battle, it's a good thing to have our heart clean before we go into battle, because, the devil doesn't like it when we're messing up his kingdom. And Ephesians 4:7 in the Amplified says, leave no room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. When we have unforgiveness or sin or whatever in our heart, it's like it's bait for the devil. So when we're getting ready to go into a time of spiritual warfare, just clean it up, just get it where, just take out any bait that might be there that the devil could be attracted to. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10:3-4 says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. It's not from us, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Our weapons are mighty to pull down strongholds. Our weapons are mighty to pull down strongholds in our families, in our town, in our nation. Our weapons are mighty to pull down strongholds. Hear it in your spirit. Our weapons are mighty to pull down strongholds. Hallelujah. That's good news. Our weapons are the Word of God and the Spirit. Hebrews 4:12 says, the Word of God's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And Ephesians 6 talks about the sword of the Spirit being our advancement tool. Hallelujah. So it's through the Word of God and through the Spirit that we advance, that we take territory, that we win victories. Amen. As we involve ourselves in warfare, it's important that we remember we are not trying to defeat the devil. He's already been defeated. What we do is represent or represent the victory of the cross. We the victory's won. Jesus, he said it's finished. He had taken the keys of death and hell from the devil. He said it's finished. But we as his people on this earth, we are to represent the victory that Jesus won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not us. It's him. But we have a right. We are wearing his badge here on earth to represent the victory that he won. Hallelujah. Our warfare is an extension of what Christ already did, and what he did we must enforce. We're going to just use an example tonight about when we're going to make some decrees. When we decree the word of God, there's power in it. And we're going to speak some decrees over our children. And decrees divide and separate and set them apart for the kingdom of heaven. So when we make decrees over our children, it separates them. And it divides them from the evil. And it separates them for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Decrees cut off and destroy anything purposed against them and God's plan for them. And decrees will propel them into their destiny. Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah 44, 3 and 4. New Living Translation. We'll wait for it to come up. Isaiah 44, 3 and 4. Isaiah 44, 3 and 4. And I'll read it like this, and then we're going to personalize it and decree it. The Lord says, "For I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. And I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing upon your children. They will thrive like watered grass, like willows on a riverbank." Hallelujah. We're going to take the... We thank you, God, that you are pouring out your spirit on my children. We declare that the Spirit of the Lord is being poured out upon our children, upon our grandchildren, upon all of our descendants. We thank you, Lord, that you are pouring out of your Spirit and anointing upon them right now as we pray right now. We thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is hovering over them and you're pouring out your Spirit upon our children. We thank you, Jesus, for it. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your blessing is upon our children. We thank you right now, Father, that the blessing of the Lord is upon our children. The blessing of the Lord is upon our children. They are blessed. And what God has blessed, the blessing is there. What God blessed is blessed. Hallelujah. And our children are blessed. Our children are blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. My children thrived like watered grass. Let's just say it together. My children thrive like watered grass. Hallelujah. Like willows on the riverbank. You know, when you go to Sierra Vista and go by the San Pedro, and I always just look at how tall the trees are around the river. That's the way my kids are. That's the way my children are. They thrive. They thrive. Hallelujah. Along the riverbank. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. So that's one way of doing battle is decreeing and speaking forth God's word. Hallelujah. It sets it in motion. It puts it in action. Then we're going to go to Watchman's Prayer. 2 Samuel 18, 25 through 27. It tells the purpose of a watchman on the wall is to watch for approaching situations, good and bad. And watchmen, God's watchmen on the wall, not only look for the devil, you know, enemies coming, but they look for blessings coming, good news coming. Hallelujah. And if we see the enemy coming before he gets there, we can stop him before he does the damage he was sent to do. So it's important to be the watchman on the wall. Hallelujah. A good soldier is very attentive to his surroundings. A watchman not only watches, he listens. He's alert. Hallelujah. Be aware of the spiritual world around you. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:18. Hallelujah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. 1 Peter 5:8 in the New Living Translation says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls about like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And then we're going to look at Isaiah 62, 6 through 7. And it's a scripture the Lord had given me for Faith Ministries Church a long time ago. And it says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. And I always read it, O Faith Ministries Church, which shall never hold their peace day and night, that you make mention of the Lord and keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Faith Ministries Church a praise on the earth. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. We are the watchmen. We're not only the watchmen over our families. We're the watchmen over Douglas. Hallelujah. We're the watchmen on the wall over our community. This is where God has put us to watch and be aware and be alert. Hallelujah. You know, there's times when in our prayer times we've seen, you know, bombs going off at school, and we've diligently prayed about it and it has not happened. You know, the devil and evil people have evil intentions in their heart. And if we will be aware and be on the alert, hallelujah, we can stop the enemy from doing the harm that he intended to do. Hallelujah. Be aware. Be alert. When God stirs your heart, perk up your ears and listen. Take action. Hallelujah. A soldier's alert and aware of what's around him. Hallelujah. The next prayer is travailing prayer, prophetic declarations. Isaiah 66, 8 says that as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave forth her children. In the Old King James, I think it said travail. She brought forth her children. Travail is a form of intercession that releases the creative power or energy of the Holy Spirit into a situation to produce, create, or give birth to something. The Holy Spirit wants to release his creative power through us, bringing forth new life. There's a kind of prayer that births, changes situations, sets people free to come to Jesus, and brings forth God's will on the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we were just barely getting ready to go into ministry, one night at our house on 4th Street, we'd just come here and we went into a travail. Remember, we were praying with another couple and we just went into a travail, and we birthed things that night in the Spirit. And at the same time after that, then I went into a travail for all of the area south of us in Sonora, and I begin to see like a 100-mile radius, and I just begin to weep and cry days and days. And at that time, in all of that 100 miles, there was like 8 tiny churches with a handful of people, that Christian churches. And now there's churches all over that place. Some towns have many churches in them, but they're just churches. And some of the towns that didn't have churches before this year are getting churches. There's 3 new churches being born right now in Matsukawi, in Turikachi, hallelujah, in Wasavis, hallelujah. Granados was last year, but Wasavis now. There's 3 new churches being birthed right now that are coming together, and they're every week doing services in these new places, and people are coming and they're hungry and they're listening. Hallelujah. Prayer works and it just keeps working. Hallelujah. That's good news. Hallelujah. In Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, the earth was without form and void. The words without form are the Hebrew word tohu, which means desolation, to lie waste, a desert, a worthless thing, confusion, empty, barren, a formless, lifeless mass. Verse 2 goes on to tell us the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Amplified puts it like this: the Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. The word brood means to give birth to something. A mother hen broods over those eggs and chicks until they're birthed. Hallelujah. It is the Holy Spirit that brooded or hovered over the earth, releasing his creative energies or power at the word of God, giving birth to what he spoke. Even today, we say that an idea or a vision or a nation was born. Hallelujah. Things are born. They're birthed. The word brooding or giving life to that was used when the earth was created was the very same word used in Isaiah 68:8 that said, as soon as Zion travailed, she also brought forth her sons. This is extremely important. When the Holy Spirit was doing in Genesis, when he brought forth or gave birth to the earth, is exactly what he wants to do through our prayers in bringing forth sons and daughters. He wants to go forth and hover around individuals, releasing his awesome power to convict, to break bondages, or bring revelation, and draw them to himself in order to cause the new birth or new creation in them. The Holy Spirit wants to birth through us. And many times, travailing prayer is with tears. It's with weeping. It's with tears. There's just a birthing. You know, it's just like a work. And there's been times that there's been travail in the Spirit here. It's been about a month ago, more or less. One Wednesday night, we ended up not having teaching because, well, we did bits and pieces, but the Spirit was moving. I think that was Reuben's night, but I was so blessed. David Griffin came in, and from the time he sat down and started singing, he just began to weep and weep and weep. And he wept until we went home that night. He was still weeping, and it was a travailing prayer. It was a prayer he couldn't stop. He just wept, and he was weeping for souls. It was a type of travail to bring people into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Travailing prayers often followed by prophetic declaration, as in Genesis chapter 1. After the Spirit of the Lord, while the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the earth, then God began to say, "Let there be light." And there was light. That was a prophetic declaration. And it happened. God said, "Let there be," and there was. But the hovering and the brooding of the Spirit of the Lord then will be released as prophetic declarations go forth. And prophetic declarations are saying what God, I mean, it's God speaking to situations, bringing life into them. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be forth, be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." So it's important to pray in the Spirit and let the prophetic word of the Lord come forth. A lot of the prophets in the Old Testament, they would pray, they would prophesy to nations. They would speak the will of God out over nations. And it went forth with power. Hallelujah. And we are called to speak. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not through, but I just feel a calling of the Lord. Oh, kale ne o show manene hey. Manohoshi I alohona ne she. I feel like by the prayers that have been going up for Douglas, I just know that the Spirit of the Lord is hovering over this town. The Spirit of the Lord is hovering over this place. And as you pray for different individuals, ask, Father, let your Spirit hover over them. Let your Spirit hover over them. And then as God begins to bring it alive in your life, begin to bring forth a prophetic word to them that will they'll spring forth life in their hearts and in their souls and in their situations. Oh, la came teni ho riashe and the homan and the hindarabashe. Jesus, when he was talking in the word, he said, go and make disciples of all nations. He didn't say, go make disciples in all of the nations. He said, go make disciples of all nations. It's time for us to pick up the Spirit of the Lord and to begin to prophesy life to our nation. Begin to prophesy victory. We are called. God commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations. He commanded us. Oh, hallelujah. We need to pray in the Spirit. We need to get into the travail of the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord will hover and brood over families, over towns, over communities. And then as the Spirit of the Lord brings forth his word, life will come. And we will say, let there be light, and light will come in that home, in that family, in that heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. A revival can be described as a visitation of God's Spirit on people or on a church, but an awakening is a time of such intense visitation by God that both the Christian and the non-Christian communities are affected. While revival alters the lives of individuals, awakenings alter the whole people or culture. And down through history, the key to every awakening has been prayer. Every great awakening that's happened through the history, you can study it. Every one of them started in prayer. Hallelujah. And that's what I've seen in my spirit for so many years for Douglas, is a great awakening that alters the whole community and the culture of the community. Through our prayers, we must give birth to the plan of God in our community. Just like Ezekiel prophesied to the dead, dry bones to live, we must, through the prophetic word of God, we must speak God's life. Hallelujah. When you see dead by bones, begin to prophesy life, life, life. Live, you dead by bones. Live, live, live. And after the bones begin to come together, he prophesied breath. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Hallelujah. Oh, la de me, Oshe. Father, we thank you, God, that we not see after the vision of our own natural eyes, but we begin to see in the Spirit, that we begin to see your purpose and plan for our community, for individuals within our community, for our families. For our Cholena Mahai no no ishinei arabi hungarinanai elomonanani ashe alamohari niande alarabashe. I see the prophetic word actually bringing people to the Lord. I see God sees his plans and purposes for every individual. Hallelujah. And I think we can walk up even to a stranger under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost or someone we're visiting with and says, God has this and this and this for you. And because it's a word of God, something will jump in the side of them and they'll say, okay, wow, hallelujah. And it will draw them to the Lord and draw them toward the plans and purposes of God for their life. Oh, Isaiah talks about by the Spirit, we won't see after the sight of our own eyes or hear after the hearing of our own ears, but we'll see by the Spirit and we'll hear by the Spirit and we will see God's and plans and purposes. And the prophets, you know, our own natural eyes, we see the dirt and we see the surface and we see the problems. Hallelujah. But the purpose of prophecy isn't to bring out the dirt and expose the dirt. The gift of prophecy is to find the gold, find God's purpose, find His heart, and begin to draw it to the surface. Draw it out. Dig out those diamonds. Dig out that gold by the prophetic word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that we are awake and alive in the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God, that you are a mighty God. You are a mighty God. And there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, lepekeno. Oh, shamaninin da da mohandiri shai. Eboine la moande lo kabayashe. Nay oh ho, Father, wake us up. Oh, the Spirit's saying, wake up, Zion, wake up, my people, wake up. Oh, for I would do great and marvelous things that you know not of. I will do great and marvelous things. I will do great and marvelous miracles. Alohone kanai boshe abanante ikarosho elanahai. Shake off the cold. Shake off the lethargy. Oh, lanahai. And let the hunger and passion of God consume you. Oh, yield to the Spirit in prayer. Oh, lahane ashe. Father, we ask for more corporate prayer. We ask that you raise up prayer teams in our church. That there'll be spontaneous times of prayer where we're maybe just visiting and prayer will break out. Spontaneous prayer. It'll just flow. A passion for prayer and a passion for the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are hovering over our community. We thank you that your Spirit is brooding. It's brooding over our community, the presence of the Lord. Oh, lahai ashe, laramunai, nine ashe. We thank you, Lord. We ask that people in our community begin to get divine encounters. Oh, rabene ashe. Years ago, Tony and Luis Esqueda, they were drunks. They were just drunks, and they were in the dump in Douglas. They were drinking, and they were sitting there drinking and drunk, and a bright light appeared to them, and they were immediately sober, and they came to the Lord, and they've lived lives for God ever since then. And we thank you, Lord, that there be divine encounters with God, divine encounters of God in the most unusual places. Of two drunks in the dump, what could be more surprising? God, you can do anything, and you can show up anywhere. And we thank you that your Spirit is brooding over our community. I thank you, Lord, that there's going to be teenagers, and they're going to be using drugs and all kind of evil, and you're going to show up in a bright light, and it's going to immediately turn them around. We thank you, Lord, for divine encounters with the Spirit of the Lord in people all over our community. We pray, Lord, that your angels will visit them in the night. That your Spirit Spirit will be there, that they will have divine encounters with the Almighty God. And Lord, we ask, we thank you that you fill our mouth with boldness to speak forth your word as we're out in the community. We thank you for a spirit of boldness to speak forth. Oh, and we thank you, Lord, that as we are bold to speak your word, that signs and wonders will follow and healings will happen. And le bohane kere moharinda banani oshele mitina bohandiri ayashe. Inyahai. And hoalehe ashe. There's an anointing here tonight. Grab it, grab it, grab it, grab it, grab it. It's here. It's here. It's here. That anointing to be bold. That anointing to be bold. And with the boldness will come the signs and wonders and the healings and the miracles. Take it, take it, take it tonight. Take it, take it, take it. Oh, it's here tonight. Oh, we thank you for it, Father. Holy, holy, holy. Hala kanisha navariande. Et hava karinto maradiaya teneve o teneaya nene. Hala natayo shay. We thank you, Lord, for your light shining brighter and brighter and brighter in this place. We thank you, Lord, for a great awakening. Oh, that the entire culture of our town will be turned around. Oh, rimanehe, that men might come to God and bow their knees before the living and the mighty God. Holy, 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 Lord. When we were very small children, on the high, the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over a rural community where we lived, and farmers would be out driving the tractors in their field that weren't saved, that didn't love the Lord at all, and they would just stop their tractor. They would get out and fall on their face on the ground, calling out to God. And people all over that community of Gran Cavira, there was just a mighty move of the Spirit, and it was touching the people out where they were, out where they were, out where they were working, out where they were in the field. The Spirit of the Lord would fall on them, and they would fall to their face before God. Oh, and they would come to the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord is brooding over our community. It's brooding over our community. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for divine encounters with people in every segment of society, with the young, with the old, with all of the people, Lord, that your Spirit people will have divine encounters with the Almighty God. We thank you for it, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody have anything that you just up coming up in your heart? Oh, la kanisha la banaya to hanenehe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Om telenihaya tenebiondananahe oshunapotini. Hallelujah. And I missed the whole section about praise. But we started out with praise. But praise is powerful. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful in the Spirit when we worship God. Hallelujah. When we worship God, it's so powerful. It's so powerful. And remember the battles in the Old Testament where they were coming up against impossible odds. And they went forth with the praisers in the front. And God defeated their enemies before them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise and worship the Lord. A lot of times in the Old Testament where it talks about that them that fear the Lord, these blessings are for those that fear the Lord. Well, another way to translate fear is worship. You know, because fear, that kind of fear of God is like an awe of God. And when we worship the Lord, it's an awe of God. We're just bowing in awe before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Got a line up here.
Just a couple of things that came to me as that we need to let go and let God. And when we let go, we need to let go of what we see as our inabilities, let go of the I can't, I don't know what to say, let go of pride, anything that's in the way. We need to just let it go to let God. The other thing was coming to me was when we're in God's perfect will, and I know our pastors can attest to this being in Mexico so much, when we're in God's perfect will, we're in his perfect protection. And oftentimes, God has me go to men. And I still have a hard time within my flesh. But I know that I'm in his perfect protection at that point. Because it's something on my own I wouldn't do. I just would prefer not to do that. But I've had to let go of what I saw of inabilities in myself to let God do what he wants to do. And the other thing is that he's not so much interested in our abilities, because he has all the ability available to us. He wants our availability. Yeah. And that's like actually 24/7 when it comes right down to it. Oftentimes it's when you least expect it. When they'll have you just go and minister to somebody. I was coming out of the mall at the Sierra Vista. And as I come out, I noticed a young man in a wheelchair. And I just kept going because I was on my way to go catch up with Bill. And nope, sure enough, I needed to turn around, go back and talk to him. And I had no intentions when I first came out, but in the natural. But I obeyed it, and I followed him, followed the Lord. And this young man goes to Shiloh Church. Shiloh, yeah, in Sierra Vista. But I talked to him about Jesus. And, oh, he has Jesus in his heart, all right. He sure does. And it was just, you know, it was an awesome time talking to him. He just loves God. And he was just happy. And when I went to pray for him, he just grabbed my hand. He just grabbed it. And it was like, wow. But anyhow, it's fun doing what God wants us to do. Hard on the flesh sometimes, but it's fun. If we're willing and obedient, we eat the good of the land. We all want to eat good, right? Spiritually and physically.
Amen. I've been praying about something in the back, and I heard the Spirit say to me, if you want something different, do something different. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So if we want something different, we have to do something different.
Amen. Hallelujah. And God was going to tell us some different things to do than is our normal pattern. And we need to be bold and just obey. Amen. And when we do what he tells us to do that's so different and opposite of our flesh, we're going to see him move. Amen. Well, God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. Saturday, work day, 8 o'clock here. And we're going to just have a good time beautifying God's house. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening.